It's Bailey Shock if you're here with 90.5 MyFM. I'm with Kathy Johnson today. She's the head coach at Lambton Shores Dragon Boat Club, and she's been the head coach since it started in 2008. But Kathy, please tell me, how did you get involved in coaching?
To get started coaching and dragon boating, I was a high school coach for years. One day I had some students approach me in my office at North Lambton Secondary School. They had seen, I had a license plate, one of those vanity holders that said something about dragon boating. They asked me if they could start a dragon boat team. We started off paddling in the gym at North Lambton Secondary School, believe it or not. We used benches and blue mats for water and ringette sticks for paddles. From those 20 kids, it has expanded. I would think we are well over the 300 kid mark for kids who have gone through our program.
What about coaching is important to you? Why do you think that coaching is something that...
It's fun to see people reflect back to you that initial joy that you had as an athlete when you're starting to learn a sport, and then you have those aha moments where all of a sudden they figure out, oh, this is how I do the stroke, or wow, well, that's really cool. I'm glad I learned how to do that.
How do you feel that sports benefit people's mental health?
There's something very special about getting out, kind of leaving everything behind. Like you leave it all behind on the shore when you get in the boat, and it's just kind of view the water, nature. You've got eagles flying over top of you. It's very beautiful. We have beautiful sunsets out on the Asabo River, and it's cleansing. You know, you get out there and it's you, your team, and you're just focused on that. And it's such a relief sometimes to go out. Your day's been busy. It's been chaotic. But you go out there and there's just something very rhythmic about the paddle stroke and going through the water.
What advice would you have for people who are interested in coaching?
If we don't have coaches, we don't have sport. And you've got to have those people who are willing to give a lot of time. We're in Canada. It's not a paid position for the main part. And you know, you've got to have those people who want to share their passion, who want to see others succeed without always seeing yourself succeed. And I think that's really important just to watch the growth of others.
What accomplishment are you most proud of? It sounds like you have a very wide variety of them. I'm sure you could pick one of a bazillion things to talk about. What is an accomplishment you are proud of?
Oh my, there's quite a few. Recently, we had five athletes who competed in Thailand with the World Championships. They were part of Team Canada. So they came home with the Junior Cup, the U16s up to the Senior Cs who are 60 and over. They came home with the Nations Cup. So we are the top nation in the world. That's an accomplishment of which I was a very small part, but still a part of. There's an incredible sense of pride when you are part, even a small part of something like that.
For certain. And having a active club in a niche sport survive COVID is an achievement in and of itself. So congratulations. You guys are still kicking. You're still dragon boat racing, and you're still teaching young people the value of hard work and teamwork. So thank you so much for your contributions to the community. Thank you for your mentorship with young people, and congratulations on your impending retirement. Thank you so much for all of your years of dragon boat service. Congratulations on being a part of something so monumental.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm not giving up the paddling. I'm just giving up the coaching. I am mentoring. And if anybody wants to try the sport, we have a website.
And you're always looking, I'm sure, because it does take 20 people to paddle a dragon boat. So
that's right. We're always looking for new people, and we love people to come out and try it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Kathy. I really appreciate it.
All right. And thank you. This is great.